Araniel did not mind the cold of the archives. The heat of the midsummer sun beating against the white walls of Minas Tirith could not penetrate the thick walls that lay deep in the heart of the city. In these quiet chambers there were only a few windows, thin slits near the ceiling, that let in just enough light to see the dust dancing high above her head. Torchlight flickered against decorative panels carved in ages long past. The air was dry, thick with the scent of ink and parchment. Dust gathered in the corners of every shelf, in defiance of the archivist's best efforts. Even the mice were quiet, as if daunted by the weight of history breathed into every creaking drawer and scroll case. Her fingers were smudged black with ink, and she had long ago given up trying to scrub it out. Today's task was the slow but simple matter of searching through the records. Dull to some, perhaps, but Araniel had always found something quietly thrilling in it, the way a worn letter or a broken button could bring a moment centuries past feel near. Perhaps it was the weight of her own years that made her so patient. Her hair, streaked now with silver, caught the lamplight as she leaned closer to the desk to carefully inscribe notes onto her paper. Today, she had been searching for documents during a known but under-documented period, the late King Elisir's early years in the House of Elrond. It was a well-told story, a tale of myth even in her own lifetime, the realities of a generation becoming legend right in front of their eyes. She had read the tales, heard her father's recollections of his childhood, but tales were not records. Rivendell had long ago sent the contents of its archives to Gondor, carried in bits and pieces across the long miles before the last ships departed. There were books and birth notices, letters, tapestries, formal invitations to festivals long since faded from memory. There were many documents in Elrond's own hand, and a few signed with the childish scrawl of her father, years before he would become king. She was looking for something minor, records of her father's education, a curriculum, perhaps. A quiet sort of work, the kind she preferred. No one arguing over dates, no counsel waiting on her recommendations, just a few spare hours alone with the past. But her quest had sent her down a long-neglected portion of the archives. These boxes and scrolls here were unorganized, some labeled according to the elven calendar, others with the king's reckoning, others with no reasoning at all that she could discern. The result of war and travel and several generations of Gondor's earnest but inconsistent record keepers. She reached back into a narrow shelf, crammed with loose books and papers, and tugged free a bundle of parchment. It landed on the desk with a soft thud, sending dust swirling upward in a brief golden haze. There was no name on the outside, no royal seal. A faded archivist note in the corner read, "Unsorted correspondence. Possibly Second Age? Elven Artifacts. Miscellaneous. Section 7. She hesitated, then carefully opened it. The letter was written in Quenya. The handwriting was fine and slanted, the letter sharp-edged and musical, even in stillness. A practiced, formal style, but not one she recognized from Elrond, or any member of her own lineage. A centered line at the top read, "To the Sons of Elwing." She read in silence, the torchlight flickering over the page. When she finally reached the end, she laid the parchment down with a thoughtful stillness. Maglor. She'd known the name, of course, one of the sons of Feanor, a kinslayer, an exile. And yet, that line from the histories, "For Maglor took pity upon Elros and Elrond, and he cherished them, and love grew after between them, as little as might be thought." A brief footnote in the history of their kings, but it had always struck her as a strange tale. She'd wondered now and then, but never with much urgency. It was an old story, half lost to time, but perhaps not as lost as previously thought. Several more hours in the depths of the archives turned up other material, not hidden, simply forgotten, left to rest on the back of shelves or sit unread in fading envelopes. An early draft of a speech, marked on the back with a sketch of an unidentified figure. Fragments of a letter from Círdan to King Eärendil. An essay by a Linden scholar in the Third Age. An old map. A transcription of an excerpt from a musician's songbook. These were not what she had set out to find, yet the story emerging from these fragments set that old, familiar thrill of discovery stirring once more. Araniel reached for her notes and crossed out her previous working title at the top of the page, "The Early Years of King Aragorn Elisir, a Chronological Study." Below it, she wrote something new. "Collected materials regarding the Sons of Elwing and the House of Feanor." She placed the materials carefully on the desk, already mentally drafting a new study proposal for the council. After a moment's hesitation, she wrapped the first letter back in the cloth and tucked it into her satchel. Outside, the bells marked the hour. She rose with a stretch, knees stiff, fingers ink-stained. The halls of the archive were quiet when she left, her footsteps soft against the stone. Above her, the last of the evening light slanted through the high windows, and somewhere, far beyond the archive walls, waves crashed against the shore.